Blog Talk Radio.
Got ahead, a little bit ahead of myself. Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Life Reflections. My name is Loretta Cook Weaver. I am your host for this programming. Had to hurry up and get this information out to you. I have been ill, and so I'm back. But this one is a little dated, maybe by a couple of weeks, but I do believe it's still information that you need to know about. Do you remember a while back there was a San Jose police officer? His name is Philip White. He was suspended after tweeting threats to protesters. He was, according to San Jose police officials, put Officer White on leave after they learned he made threatening tweets directed at demonstrators protesting decisions in the Michael Brown and the Eric Garner cases. And so, you know, some of his threats were, he actually said, and I quote, this is from him, from Philip White. He says, "Threaten me or my family, and I will use my God-giving and law-appointed right and duty to kill you. Hashtag lives matter." This is what he wrote, or he tweeted. Another played on popular demonstration slogan was, "I can't breathe," and "Black Lives Matter." The department, San Jose Department, Police Department, actually rushed to distance themselves from his comments, saying that it is extremely important for the community to know that the comments made on Officer White's private social media account do not reflect the thoughts or feelings of men and women here at the San Jose Police Department. And this was according to CBS News. And San Jose Police Officers Association, the union representing police officers at the department, released a statement condemning White's comments as offensive, disrespectful, and inappropriate, and saying that they had no place in the public discourse surrounding the tragic loss of life from recent officer-involved incidents. A change.org petition was calling for the 20-year veteran to be fired over the tweets. Has received more than 14,000 supporters. Philip White also worked as part-time basketball coach in Menlo College, which announced that it had cut ties with the officer following the discovery of his tweets. The officer also taught, you'd be surprised, a gang prevention education course for school children in the Bay Area, which emphasized areas such as personal accountability. And I quote him in saying this. He once told a group of children in his classroom, one of his classroom sessions, "Every one of your small choices can lead to a consequence that could lead to a bigger choice. You've got to use your noggin. You've got to use your brain." Well, Mr. Philip White, you didn't use your noggin and you didn't use your brain when it came to your tweets. I guess you didn't think it would get out like that. I guess you didn't think it would matter. However way you felt, you should have just kept it to yourself or within your family. But unfortunately, this is what happened. An independent arbitrator reinstates Officer Phil White. So he was suspended. There were people who wanted him fired, but they reinstated him. And I'm going to read this. This is actually a press release from the San Jose Police Department. And it says, I quote, "San Jose, California, an independent arbitrator reinstated Officer White as a San Jose police officer. The San Jose Police Department strives to be a transparent organization and keep the community informed of important issues." Acting Chief of Police Eddie Garcia said, pursuant to state law, all police officers who have successfully completed probation are entitled the opportunity to participate in an administrative appeal of any discipline imposed by their employer. An employee challenging formal discipline, including dismissal, may participate in binding arbitration and have an arbitrator determine whether there is just cause for the discipline imposed by the city. While the city and department disagree with the arbitrator's conclusion, we respect the process and will move forward with reinstatement. The department recognizes that the individual character and excellence of each department member reflects upon the department. Therefore, the department will continue to expect each of its members to maintain a high ethical standard and provide equitable treatment for all of its citizens. Officer White has been assigned administrative duties and will assist in the department's body-worn camera rollout. Now, I understand that he has to have an opportunity, to be reinstated. And the arbitrator, the independent arbitrator, is probably right in what he's doing. But, I mean, those are some strong words that Phillip White said. He said, and I quote him once again, he said, "Threaten me or my family, and I will use my God-given and law-appointed right and duty to kill you." That's a strong statement. Really? You have a right to kill me? Why? You have a right to kill others based on what? Based on what? Not because you feel like it, whether they're Black, Latino, Asian. You know, you want to kill because you have that right. It is your duty. You know, if somebody threatens you or your family, well, guess what, Mr. Phillip White? We get threatened every single day of our lives. How about that? How about that? Do we go around killing y'all? We don't go around killing you. Yeah, this is sort of like an editorial, okay? This is my own opinion. We don't go around killing you. We don't go around killing you, your folks. We don't go around killing your family members. But we get threats from you guys all the time. When I say you guys, I mean police officers. Police officers. There may be other incidences, but here recently in the news, it's just been the police officers that have been killing people of color. It's really been people of color because Mexicans have been targeted. Asians have been targeted. Blacks have been targeted. You know, what is it? We live in a melting pot. Just get used to it. Get over it. Get over yourself. This is a melting pot. You know, embrace the differences. Learn about the differences. Don't look down on the differences. There's no one that's superior than anybody. You may think that you may have been raised that way, Mr. Phillip White. I don't know. But, you know, you in your family, if that's the way you guys are thinking, then you're ancient. And not just you, but I think there are a whole lot of people that think that way. And they're just very ancient. They can't get used to change and can't get used to people of color coming up and doing things that they, quote unquote, don't think that people of color should do. I guess I should probably stop right here and say you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Life Reflection Radio Programming. I'm your host, Loretta Cook Weaver, and I'd like to thank our sponsors, Black Saddle Productions and Love Oasis Management, for sponsoring this program. And I wanted to get this information out to the public to let them know that this man has been released. And if you are upset about it and you want to know why, I don't know if the arbitrator's information is public information as to why he got reinstated after being suspended. He was only suspended. He wasn't fired. So he was due to be reinstated anyway. I don't know if he apologized for it. I don't know if they gave him desk duty. I know that he's over the department's body-worn camera rollout. So that, to me, indicates that he's in the office. So, and let's hope so. Maybe, you know, he can keep his tweets to himself. Or did anybody even look at any of his past tweets? You know, were there any past tweets that should have been released? you know, they kind of let stuff die down or die out when they don't want to deal with it, or when it's just, you know, very minute to them or trivial or what have you. But I don't know. I just thought, I saw that and I thought, wow, this is really something. But at any rate, thank you for listening to my programming. Actually, you can tweet or leave me some information on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Life Reflections Radio. Please tell me what you think of some of my programming. Please go to my past shows. You can definitely look into how, when I first got started with this radio program. I've been in radio for over 30 years. I got my degree, my paperwork in 1982. So I have experience. I've worked at KBLX. I've worked at KTVU Channel 2. I've worked at KPFA. I've worked at K-Jazz when K-Jazz was here. I worked at More Public Radio International, and I worked at JazzBeatTV.com. And so now I am Block Talk Radio with my radio programming called Life Reflections. Please look forward also to Love Oasis Live channel, which is going to be a talk show as well, a live talk show, visual. It's coming up. Really, really soon. So I want to just let everyone know about that. And it's really good to be on once again. Also, if you are looking for a realtor, I am a realtor as well with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Drysdale Properties. And you can go on my Facebook page for more information, facebook.com. Berkshire Hathaway, I believe it's just Berkshire Hathaway. And I'll be glad to answer any of your questions regarding home sales and so forth. But at any rate, I'm so, so happy that you're listening today. I'm so, so happy that I have this opportunity to talk to you. If I sound a little hesitant, yeah. I'm just a little bit hesitant because, excuse me, I'm actually online here, and I'm looking for my Berkshire Hathaway. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Drysdale Properties, and that's how you'll be able to find me on Facebook as far as real estate is concerned, okay? All right, so I just got my indication that I just have a few more seconds left, which is fine. But at any rate, thank you once again, Love Oasis Management, which deals with promotions. And thank you, Black Saddle Productions, Black Saddle Productions, let me get that right. Who deal with script writing and Western films, not just Western films, but plays and documentaries. If you have a documentary, if you have a play, if you have a film script, any of these scripts, you want us to take a look at it, you know, feel free to go on the information. You can call me at 1-888-510-1360. For any of these, for real estate, for Black Saddle Productions, for Love Oasis Management. But if you have a script you want me to take a look at it, please make sure it's been copywritten and that it already has its WGA registration. Okay, once again, thank you. I love you and God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Life Reflections with Loretta Cook Weaver.